We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Wednesday, January 21st, 2026. The city of Urbana held a committee of the whole meeting last night, partially because of a surveillance ordinance, to review Placer AI, a tracking software used by the city for economic development. The platform, which uses anonymized mobile device location data, provides insights into foot traffic and consumer behavior. According to Urbana City Administrator Darius White, who gave a presentation on the company at the meeting, this information can then be leveraged by a municipality to attract businesses. Businesses themselves can also purchase the information provided by Placer AI. However, the company restricts paid access to legitimate commercial and civic entities and does not provide information to law enforcement agencies or advocacy groups. For further privacy precautions, Placer AI collects no identifying information and restricts reporting on sensitive locations such as health centers or homes. Its business model is similar to that of targeted advertising, targeting the placement of real-life businesses instead of ads. Councilmember Jaya Colasetti spoke on the need for departmental discussion in response to White's presentation.
Community members aren't going to even know what this is other than, oh, the city has this thing that tracks where I go from place to place. I think all of your answers, as well as the areas that we would like some more information, is really helpful. And it shows that the city is doing its due diligence and understanding how are we using data, where is it.
The Urbana Police Department was also subject to the surveillance ordinance, but the department is expected to present its review at a later date. Councilmember Grace Wilkin was one of those most strongly urging for transparency in the city.
I think it's a strange reality, like you said, that we do have these random phone apps that I'm not aware of. I've never seen an opt-in or out of any of this tracking, and I'm probably being tracked by multiple things on my phone and don't understand the ins and outs of it. And there are companies that are tracking very intimate location and demographic information.
The meeting also passed items for the next city council meeting's consent agenda, revisions to the annual budget, including a $1.25 million increase in funds for the Florida Avenue Improvements Project, an extension of the city's environmental review services for the Housing Authority of Champaign County, and an extension of the Fernie's High Horse redevelopment project. Again, none of these items passed officially. They've just been forwarded to the next city council meeting. Moving on from local politics, are you feeling artsy? The Champaign County Arts Council, 40 North, invites you to submit work to be considered as the official signature image for the Boneyard Arts Festival. The festival takes place April 10th to 12th, bringing together local artists, businesses, and organizations to showcase the broad range of creativity in our community. The Boneyard Arts Festival official signature image will be featured on all festival registration materials and advertising, from posters and billboards to postcards and festival guides. To submit your design, visit the Calls for Artists section of 40 North's website at 40north.org. Emerging artists of all art styles are encouraged to apply. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Mac Jones and Katie Wilhite. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.